This is your last chance.
Your last chance to make $1,000 cash on...
People Are Funny.
Yes, transcribed from Hollywood, John Goodell's production of People Are Funny. Brought to you by Milky Way and Forever Yours Candy Bars. Both quality bars made famous by Mars. And now, here is radio's top master of ceremonies, Art Linkletter.
Hello there. Sure and begotta, this is St. Patrick's Day, in honor of the good saint who drove the snakes out of Ireland. And you know where they came. And tonight we're going to drive some of them back out of Hollywood. Well, anyway, I hope the luck of the Irish is with all of you, because this is the last week of our big $2,000 contest. Now, it's a $1,000 cash first prize, or one of 10 $100 cash prizes. We'll tell you how you win them a little later. Right now, Roy Rowan, who's first on the Milky Way show from Hollywood?
Mrs. Lou Etta Nelson from Rockland, Idaho. Meet Art Linkletter.
How do you do, Mrs. Nelson?
How do you do?
Mrs. Nelson, I'm going to guess about you. I'd say you've been married for 8 years.
No.
How many?
Six.
And I'd say you have two children.
Yes.
A boy and a girl.
Yes.
Boy five and a girl three.
No. Boy four and a girl three.
Well, that wasn't bad for guessing. And Mrs. Nelson, I'm going to guess some more. If your husband's an average husband, he likes steak, potatoes, and apple pie.
Good.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And you cook for him?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And when you do serve him dinner and cook dinner, he raves every night about the food and the service.
Ho, ho, ho.
Sounds like they've been married longer than that. Well, doesn't he ever leave you a tip on the dinner table?
No, he does not.
Well, I tell you, he sounds like the average American husband. And you sound like the average American wife who's a little tired of it all. And how would you like to have it all changed and get flattered and even paid for the work you do at the dinner table?
That would be wonderful.
That's good, because for the next 20 minutes, you're going to be a waitress at Mike Lyman's restaurant here in Hollywood. Yes, that's true. Mike Lyman's famous restaurant is up here in the heart of Hollywood, and where's the uniform, fellas? Bring it out here. Have you ever done any work as a waitress? Ever waited on anybody?
No.
Never had any experience like this?
No.
Well, when you volunteered, you were ready for anything, weren't you?
Yes.
All right. Now, have you ever been to New York City?
No.
But did you ever hear of a restaurant there where the waiters and waitresses, it's a big gag, you know, they insult the customers?
No.
Well, it's a very famous place and proves that people are funny. They go someplace to be insulted. Did you know there was a restaurant like that right here in Hollywood?
No, I didn't.
Well, there wasn't until tonight. You're going to start it. Tonight, your job is to be a waitress and go from table to table. You'll be assigned one by the manager up there, Max Lerner. Now, you're going to go up there and try to insult every customer you wait on. Now, just try it out. For instance, supposing that I was a customer up there, and I said, "Lady, would you mind waiting on me?" What would you say?
Don't get your shirt off.
Don't get your shirt off. This is a new kind of an insult. Well, that's all right. But I want you to know this is a very respectable restaurant, no? Supposing I whistled at you and said, "How about some more butter?" What would you say?
Don't be a hog.
That's all right, that's all right. Just be as insulting as you can, any way you want. But if you serve soup at all, be sure you know that the thumb is in the soup as you bring it in. If there's a glass of water, they always start with that. Have a few crumbs floating around on it. If anybody complains, tell them to keep quiet or everybody will want them. Now, the manager knows you're coming over. The other waiters and waitresses do not know, but just the manager, so you can't be fired. Now, no matter what anybody wants to eat, no matter what they order, you push pickled pig's feet. And here is one last thing. At this time of the evening, there are bound to be some men dining alone over there. So you pick out a middle-aged one and walk up, stand by him for a minute, Mrs. Nelson, and maybe ask him what he wants for dinner or anything. Then you stop. And you stand back and you put your hands on your hips and you say, "I've told you a dozen times I won't go out with you. You're a married man." What do you think this guy will do, huh?
I don't know.
Well, we'll find out. Now, of course, This is the part that protects you, Mrs. Nelson. We are not going to get you in trouble because he'll pretend to get mad because actually he's going to be an actor we hired because we want to find out the reactions of the people around him. Irv Atkins, you drive her up to Lyman's. And remember, the only person in on the gag is Max Lerner, the manager, and he'll put you right to work as a waitress. So, on your way, say goodbye to Sour Puss Sally. There she goes. Oh, a little girl from Idaho is going to have a lot of fun, huh? Of course, we told her everything. She doesn't need to know one little tiny insignificant detail. We don't have any actor over there. No use doing it the easy way. Atkins will just point out some poor unsuspecting character sitting there. We should worry. We have lots of contestants. All right, Roy, who's the third $1,000 grand prize winner in our funny experience contest?
Art, the lucky winner is Gualterio Quinones from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And the 10 $100 prize winners have been notified by mail.
Well, there are 11 lucky people, and you too can be lucky. Now, folks, this is your last chance.
That's so right. This is positively the last week you can pick up one of Milky Way's $100 or $1,000 cash prizes that we've been giving out every week for funny stories from you. So come on, get in while the getting is good. Simply write us in 50 words or less on the subject, "The funniest thing that ever happened to me." Put your name and address on your entry, enclose two Milky Way or Forever Yours candy bar wrappers, or one of each, and mail to Milky Way, Box 224, Hollywood, California. Send all the entries you like, so long as your name and address and the two candy bar wrappers are with each. But your entry must be postmarked before midnight this Saturday, March 21st, or you'll be out of the running. We'll be judged on the basis of originality, humor, and interest of the situation. Judges' decisions are final. All entries become the property of Mars Incorporated and none will be returned. The contest is subject to all federal, state, and local regulations.
Don't forget, we're announcing the $1,000 prize winner's name on People Are Funny, April 7th. Is that you? Well, maybe something funny happened to you. Send it to Milky Way, Box 224, Hollywood, California. Last call. Who's next, Roy?
Mr. George Dolly from Los Angeles. Meet Art Linkletter.
Hello, Mr. Dolly. Mr. Dolly, what do you do for a living?
Well, I work for Midland Properties Construction Company.
I'd say you're a man of 35?
Pretty close, 33.
33, married for 7 years?
12 years.
12 years, uh-huh. Five children?
No one.
What do you do at the Midland Properties Construction Company?
Oh, I work as a clerk in their office.
Uh-huh. That's the outfit, ladies and gentlemen, we send a lot of tickets to. You have some people here with you from...
Yes, I do.
Is your boss here with you, Mr. Dolly?
Well, he just happens to be, yes.
Oh, he came along with the rest of the workers.
Yes.
What's his name?
Mr. Lushing.
Is he a nice boss?
Very nice.
Very nice, huh? You said that so easy, I don't know. Is he nice? Have you given it a lot of thought?
Yes, matter of fact, I have. He's a very nice man.
Uh-huh. Does he give you a month's vacation, I suppose, with double pay every year?
Oh, without a doubt, without a doubt.
Does he?
Why, sure.
He is a nice boss. Does he give you a $100 raise every 6 months?
No, not exactly.
Does he share the profits at all?
No.
He isn't so nice as we made out at the start. Of course, you do call him a nice boss. What's his name?
Alfred Lushing.
Alfred Lushing. The reason I ask that is that while we sent out tickets to the whole group and asked him to come along, he doesn't know that we're asking him up here right now. Mr. Lushing, the boss of the construction company, would you come up? Come on. That's it. Give him a little encouragement. Mr. Lushing, would you come right over here, please? You know Mr. Dolly?
Yes, I do.
How long has he worked for you?
Oh, about 6 years, isn't it, George?
Oh, about seven now.
Seven.
7 years. Let's not cut his service down, you know. He's going for that gold watch. Now, Mr. Dolly, what's your first name?
George.
George Dolly. When employees get together, you know, during off hours, they sometimes talk about their boss, don't they?
Well... sometimes.
Yes, of course they do. All employees do. They don't say anything uncomplimentary. Maybe some will say, gee, if I wasn't smarter than him, I'd drop dead. Have you ever said anything like that?
No.
But deep down in your heart, what do you honestly think?
I think he's a very smart man.
You think he's a very smart man, uh-huh. Well, as a matter of fact, Mr. Lushing, you do look like a smart man. If you don't mind, I'm going to give you a quick intelligence test devised by Professor Terman of Stanford University. If the sun rises in the east, where does it set?
in the West.
Right. The world is flat as a pancake. True or false?
False.
If it's, watch this one. If it's 3 o'clock in New York and 12 o'clock in Los Angeles, what time is it in West Los Angeles?
12 o'clock.
He passed. Mr. Dolly, you do have a smart boss, don't you?
Oh, without a doubt.
Ladies and gentlemen, in front of the public, from coast to coast, we want to see the reactions of an employee and an employer when they are in an intelligence test against each other. We're going to settle once and for all who is smarter, the employee or the employer. Don't you think that's a good idea, Mr. Dolly?
No, I don't.
Now, look, I'm sure your boss, Mr. Lushing, wouldn't mind if you beat him. Would you, Mr. Lushing?
Oh, no. No, I think he should do his best.
Well, Mr. Dolly versus his boss, Mr. Lushing. And I'm going to start with you, Mr. Dolly. I'll answer these to the best of your ability, both of you. Who is Secretary of State?
John Foster Dulles.
Now, before I even could say in Eisenhower's cabinet, that's right, John Foster Dulles. Now, the boss, Mr. Lushing, who's Secretary of the Navy? In 1798. I'm sorry, time's up. It was Benjamin Stoddard, as everybody knows. Mr. Dolly, which of these figures is closest to the jet plane speed record? 20 miles an hour, 30 miles an hour, or 500 miles an hour?
500 miles an hour.
And now, Mr. Lushing, to be fair, I'll give you the same type of question. What is the maximum speed of a year-old bumblebee with a 20-mile tailwind? Wait a minute, I'm not through. I'm going to give him a hint. This is a female bumblebee.
I'm sorry, I don't know.
Shouldn't he have known that, Mr. Dolly?
Oh, I don't think that's a fair question.
You're being modest, that's all. Why don't you admit it? Now, Mr. Dolly, what is Harry Truman's daughter famous for? What is she? It begins with S.
Skating.
You know, that's absolutely right. The Harry Truman I'm thinking of runs a small shoemaker shop up near Lake Schenectady, and his daughter is an ice skater. It's correct. Mr. Lushing, the boss, what is President Eisenhower's wife's name?
Mamie.
I'm going to have to count that wrong. It's just half right. It's Mamie Eisenhower. Mr. Dolly, your boss could miss him, can't he?
Well, I don't think that was fair either.
Don't stick up for him. I'm trying to lose this contest. Your next question. If I had two pets and you gave me two more next week, at the end of next week, how many would I have?
12.
You're right, they're rabbits. If you'd have said one, they'd have died. Well, there's no use carrying this contest any further. It's kind of one-sided. What's the final score, Mr. Goodell?
Mr. Lushing, all wrong. Mr. Dolly, all right.
Well, we've settled. Who's smarter? Aren't you thrilled, Mr. Dolly?
I guess so, yes.
Yes, well, you ought to be. And, Mr. Lushing, how do you feel about it?
Well, I think it's very good. The boys have to carry on the business.
In other words, you want smart employees.
That I do.
Yeah, you have to do less, then.
Quite.
Uh-huh, yeah. That's a mighty sound observation. Now, would you two men accept any prize we might offer as a reward for being here tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, all right.
Yes.
We're going to give the boss a day off from work next week. Mr. Lushing and Mr. Dolly, for your prize, you've agreed to this.
Yeah.
Mr. Dolly will take over the job as the president of the Midland Properties Construction Company. Won't that be fun? George?
Well, yes, it certainly will. I don't think I'll be able to do as well as he does, though.
Oh, now, you don't need to say that. You can build the houses with a different slant the day he's gone. And just to make it more fun as the boss, Mr. Dolly, while you're in the office there, when you get home, you'll find there a 21-inch console model Westinghouse television set. Well, you can be sure if it's a Westinghouse. How does that sound?
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you very much.
Mr. Lushing, you have a day off. To give you something to read in your day off, here's a copy of the Bobbsey Twins at Cherry Farm. A lovely book. Goodbye and thanks to both of you from Milky Way.
And don't forget to brighten your day with Milky Way.
Say, Roy, do you feel a draft somewhere?
Well, no, Art. That's our saxophone player blowing in for the fourth week.
Dr. Richard Nelson with his wife and famous teacher, Freddie Martin.
Hi, folks. Hello, Freddie. Hello, Doctor.
Hi, Art.
Mrs. Nelson.
Hello.
Freddie Martin, from being one of the world's most famous band leaders, you have now been a music teacher for the last 3 weeks, trying to teach a young musician, Dr. Nelson, who has never before studied any music at all, how to play the saxophone. Mm-hmm. How do you like it?
Well, Art, I'm seriously considering shipping out on a live bait barge to Bombay.
Must have been a harrowing experience. And Dr. Nelson, you don't seem to be his favorite pupil. What's the trouble?
Well, I wouldn't say he was my favorite teacher either.
After 3 weeks, how do you like him as a critic? After all, he's been the judge of your music each week.
Well, as a critic, I'm just waiting to get a chance at... operate on him.
You see, the reason Dr. Nelson feels this way, we picked him out of the audience, 3 weeks ago, as a man who never studied music, and we gave him a saxophone and Freddie Martin. And after a week of practicing the Stein song, Freddie Martin had to judge whether he could play it well enough or not to get a vacation trip to New England. I remember you turned thumbs down, didn't you, Freddie?
Yes, I had to. Yeah. From a professional standpoint, I hated to do it, Art.
Oh, naturally. So we gave him a second week to try, and the doc tried to learn the sidewalks in New York for a trip to New York City. And, Doctor, do you remember what Freddie thought of your rendition of that song?
Well, it went pretty good, except the last note is sure flubbed up.
Flub is a fine word. You cracked the sidewalks in New York. Anyway, tonight, you've come back for the third week, and we're giving you another chance. Now, if you can play the tune Chicago, to Freddie's satisfaction, Milky Way will send you and Mrs. Nelson on an all-expense-paid vacation to the Windy City. What do you think of that?
Well, that's fine, but doesn't it seem like every week the trip gets nearer home?
It does. Well, you still want to go to Chicago, don't you?
Oh, sure.
All right, you've been practicing?
Yes,
I remember Dr. Nelson gets home from the hospital about 11 o'clock at night. It's the only time he has to practice. So, Doc Nelson, you are now going to try to play Chicago. And if you play it well enough, away you go. Let's hear it. Here we go. Mars plant is located in Chicago, and if you have just ruined the next batch of Milky Ways, we're going to sue you. Freddie Martin, you're a perfectionist on a saxophone, perhaps one of the great saxophone players of the world. What would you say as to whether or not he's playing it well enough?
Well, Art, his embouchure is still very immature. His little playing for the tune Chicago, that was a little on the legato side. Too much rubato, I'm afraid, Doctor.
Sounds bad. I don't know what you're saying.
Well,
does he go to Chicago or not?
I'm afraid. I hate to do this, but I'm afraid I couldn't say yes to that.
Well, Doctor, you have worked hard now for 3 weeks, and I think you do deserve some kind of a prize. I'm going to give you one more chance. You believe me, don't you, Doctor?
Frankly, no. Too many times.
No. You've been a mighty good sport, and we're going to do this. In a hat that's being brought out right now are a number of songs and names of songs. Now, if you can play just the first note, only the first note of any of the songs in that hat, Milky Way will give you and Mrs. Nelson a wonderful vacation at the place mentioned in the title of the song. Oh, by the way, you don't read music, of course, so, Freddie... he couldn't be expected to read the first note, so you just draw in the hat. Just reach in there and grab one out and tell him what the first note is.
B-flat.
B-flat. Now, Dr. Nelson, here's your chance. You play B-flat, and Mrs. Nelson and you go to the place mentioned in the title. So play B-flat and really make that sharp. What do you say, Freddie?
That's the most beautiful B-flat I ever heard in my life.
You mean to say, Freddie? mean we made it?
No, it's on that horn. He had to pick out a B flat.
You mean to say that his embouchure is not immature?
No, sir.
And
it's right on the nose.
His legato is not tacit?
After all of these weeks, it's a pleasure now to hear that tone come out of there. That was beautiful.
You know, they get the trick.
Right now.
Absolutely.
And by the way, you have the slip there. What is the name of the song you picked?
San Fernando Valley.
Well, for God's sake, that's wonderful. Now, that's Mr. Nelson. You and Mrs. Nelson will be flown on a TWA 300-mile-an-hour Transworld Airline Constellation from Los Angeles to San Fernando Valley. And while that is only a 6-mile trip by air, you do get a wonderful 8-mile bus trip to the airport. Now, you're going to vacation at a little motel. There's the telephone. Just a minute. Hello. Hello. Yes, this is Art Linkletter. Mm-hmm. Yes, the people are funny. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I understand. Thank you. Thank you very much. That was TWA on the phone. Their planes, unfortunately, according to the schedule, do not land in San Fernando Valley. So once you get aboard, they will have to take you on across the United States to New York City. How do you like that, Mr.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Like that.
That's really good.
Wait a minute. There goes the phone again. Yes. This is Linkletter again. Uh-huh. Yes. Oh, yes. Thank you. Oh, it does. Well, okay. I'll tell him. Fine. Goodbye. What do you know? Something's happened again.
Oh, boy.
Well,
Nice thinking about it anyway.
I'm sorry, but that plane schedule doesn't happen to stop in New York long enough for you to get your luggage off, and you'll have to go on across the Atlantic Ocean to Paris, France.
Oh.
Isn't that nice? Yes, sir. You'll go all the way across to Paris with all expenses paid, and you'll stay at the famous Georges Cinq Hotel. That's George the Fifth.
Oh,
that's where I stayed in Paris. You'll get a bigger room, though. You'll be near the Arc de Triomphe. You'll be on the Champs-Élysées. Oh, it'll be wonderful. And you'll really deserve it after these 4 weeks. And have a wonderful time. Do you speak French?
No, but do they understand the saxophone?
I would suggest, Doctor, that you leave the sax at home. The United States is having enough trouble with international harmony. As a matter of fact, Freddie Martin, what are you so happy about?
Well, the teacher always goes with the pupil, you know, Art.
Oh, he does, huh?
Yeah, naturally.
As a matter of fact, Freddie, I know you're kidding me, but as a big surprise to you, we have already made arrangements, and we have your ticket to Paris. Yes, the Paris Inn, right here in downtown Los Angeles.
Oh, boy.
By the way, Dr. Nelson, are you glad that you came along for the trip?
Oh, boy, it's been worth every minute of those midnight hours I spent practicing.
I can't think of anybody I'd like and enjoy more giving a wonderful prize to than a young resident doctor doing his part for everybody. So, goodbye from all of us and a happy vacation from Milky Way, forever yours, and Freddie Martin, your dear friend. Say, before I forget, don't you forget, this is positively the last week you can pick up one of those big cash prizes in Milky Way's Funny Story Contest. And please make sure the 2 Milky Way or Forever Yours candy bar wrappers are with each entry. Of course, that should be easy enough. You'll be eating the bars before you send the wrappers. And believe me, your taste never had it so good. Your taste, mind you, because if you have that taste for light, pure milk chocolate, you simply concentrate on Milky Way. The finest of finest light pure milk chocolate wrapped around chocolate malted milk nougat and a creamy caramel layer. Yes, sir, it's great. On the other hand, folks, if you like dark chocolate better, you'll never get a better answer than when you ask for Milky Way's first cousin, the Mars Forever Yours bar. There's dark vanilla-flavored chocolate, a king-sized coating of it, and inside, vanilla nougat plus that famous creamy Mars golden caramel layer. Milky Way... Forever yours. cousins in good taste for your taste. Will you join me? At the beginning of the program, we sent a lady out to the middle of Hollywood to pretend she was a waitress at Mike Lyman's restaurant. Remember, she was dressed up as one. The manager was in on the gag. Her name was Mrs. Lou Etta Nelson, and she was supposed to insult the customers in that restaurant, especially one middle-aged customer who we told her was to be pointed out to her as an actor, and she was to accuse him out loud of trying to date her up. Of course, what she didn't know was that we had no actor up there. It was some stranger. We don't know who it was or what happened. So Mrs. Nelson's in the hall. Open the door, boys. Bring her in, and let's find out what happened to a tourist in Hollywood who got caught in the People Are Funny web. You went up to Mike Lyman's. Were there
yes.
many people there at this time?
Yeah, it was crowded.
Uh-huh. Now, the manager was in on it, and he assigned you some tables.
Uh-huh.
Now, what did your first customer order? Do you remember?
He ordered the dinner.
The regular
complete
dinner?
Complete dinner, huh?
Now, what did you say?
I told him that he would enjoy the pickled pig feet.
And what did he say to that?
He said, no, I'd rather have the roast beef. And I said, oh, it's done to perfection. You will really enjoy it tonight. It's excellent.
The pickled pig's feet?
Mm-hmm.
But did you insult anybody? How did you insult them?
Well, I poured water for a table there of four, and I got some crumbs mixed in with it.
Were you very flip in your remarks with the customer?
I tried to be.
Did you insult any of them?
Well, they looked insulted.
Did anybody give you any tips?
No.
Now, Irv Atkins pointed out some middle-aged man who was an actor up there.
Yes.
And you walked over to him.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do then? What'd you say?
I put my hands on my hips, and I said, now, listen, I'm not going to have a date with you. You're already married. He looked at me and he says, well, I didn't ask you for a date.
Did any of the other people around hear this?
Yes, everybody was looking at me. He denied it, but he got awfully riled up and mad, and he was speaking so loud.
Now, did anybody get mad at all?
Well, they were provoked, yes.
Uh-huh. Would you say, generally speaking, that the average American public will stand for more than you thought it would stand for or not?
No, they want to be served properly, I'm quite sure.
Uh-huh. And are you interested in meeting this gray-haired old man, this actor?
I don't know. I guess so.
We don't know who he is. He's no actor. In fact, we hope we'll never see him again. Miss Bell, wasn't that terrible? Our actor failed to show up, and so we just told her to point out anybody to you. Terrible mistake. Well, Mrs. Nelson, you were the victim of a little hoax, as usual, on this program, and also you performed a little experiment, which I hope will lead you to be happier at home with your husband, even though he is not, being an average American husband, as prolific in his praise of you as you'd like. Are you going to be happy to serve at home for a while again?
I certainly shall.
You go back to that little town in Idaho and glad to be there. And after coming here and doing such a good job, we'd like to have you take home with you a world-famous $350 Adler sewing machine in the Windsor desk model. Isn't that nice?
Oh, thank you very much.
Your choice of blonde or walnut finishes. It'll be wonderful for your home and for your children. And thanks from Milky Way.
Thank
Goodbye,
you.
Mrs. Nelson. yeah. Now, next week on People Are Funny, we're going to try to get a man to fly without a plane, without a parachute. Will he do it? Tune in and find out. And now this is Art Linkletter saying goodnight for Milky Way and reminding you that you have only four more days to send in that funny experience for a chance at that grand prize of $1,000 cash or one of $1,000 prizes. Now remember, the contest officially closes this Saturday, March 21st. But you still have time, so write your funny experience in 50 words or less. Mail with two wrappers from Milky Way or Forever Yours candy bars to Milky Way, Box 224, Hollywood, California. Do it now. Good night, folks. See you next Tuesday.
People Are Funny is brought to you by Milky Way, America's biggest-selling chocolate-covered candy bar, and by Milky Way's first cousin, that dark chocolate-covered favorite Forever Yours. Remember, when your taste tells you light, pure milk chocolate over chocolate malted milk nougat, ask for Milky Way. But when dark chocolate is your wish, Forever Yours is your dish. Milky Way, Forever Yours. Both quality candy bars made famous by Mars. This program was transcribed from Hollywood.